When it comes to learning to swim in New Orleans, Coach Jeffrey Parker is the big fish. All over the city, he trains water safety instructors and lifeguards. In other words, he teaches the people who teach kids how to swim. Coach Parker says any chance he gets to train kids, that's what he does.
But the majority of the parents in the city can't swim. The majority of them cannot swim.
When Coach Parker was growing up in the 12th Ward, his family went to Lake Pontchartrain all the time to swim. But in the late 60s, after decades of dumping raw sewage and chemical contaminants in the lake, it was declared polluted and closed to swimming. This was a double whammy for swimming in New Orleans, because this was the 60s, when public institutions all over the South were integrating. And rather than integrate public pools, New Orleans simply closed them for about a decade.
That was a whole generation of black people who never swam at all. They had no opportunity.
Errol Duplessis grew up in the 7th Ward and learned to swim at the Dryad Street YMCA in Lincoln Beach. His love of swimming led him to direct aquatics at Virginia's Hampton University, where he noticed how many people lose out when an entire generation has no place to swim.
You don't lose just one generation. You really lose two generations. You lose the generation of the people who were immediately affected, and then the generation after them.
Anyone who teaches swimming will tell you it's more than a great sport. Coach Parker says swimming can save lives.
I mean, the kids live in the city, New Orleans, you're surrounded by water. We're living in a bowl here. So naturally, kids should know how to swim. And Katrina brought a reality to we need to have more kids learning how to swim as opposed to going and playing in the water.
Ready? One, two, three.
Over the past 10 years, the Lake Pontchartrain Basin Foundation, along with the Red Cross, has taught nearly 2,000 people to swim for free through their Ashley Kelly Swim Program. During the week of classes, Kevin Madison stood at the back of Tulane's pool and watched his family. Kevin grew up in the lower 9th Ward, where he taught himself to swim by sneaking into the river. But his two kids and his wife never learned how.
And I can't go on a cruise because she can't swim.
After her lesson, Kevin's daughter, 12-year-old Kaylin, jumps out of the water and over to her dad. She says she loves learning how to swim.
How to bob underwater and do a palm glide, and how to, like, kick off the wall and jump in.
Did you know anything about swimming before this week?
No. I would have drowned in the bathtub. I didn't know.
When Kaylin is ready, she can swim in Lake Pontchartrain, which has been safe for swimming since 2006. But the only open beaches are about 30 to 40 miles away on the North Shore at Fountain Blue Park and North Shore Beach in Slidell. Kaylin may have better luck with New Orleans pools. When Vic Richard began running the New Orleans Recreation Development Commission in 2010, 7 public pools were open and none were year-round. This summer, there are 13 public pools in Orleans Parish, and 2 of them are year-round indoor pools. Vic Richard says New Orleans is committed to building and rebuilding public pools so kids can learn, practice, and play in the water. But this year, the federal government cut the city's block grants by $700,000, a direct hit to NordSea's aquatics budget. Richard had to raise private money and find ways to save. Here's one example. NordSea noticed that with school starting earlier and earlier, August doesn't draw as many people to the pools. So this year, the pools will only be open in June and July. At a grand opening for another NordSea facility, Richard explained.
So here's the challenge, yeah. Are we going to waste money, taxpayer dollars, or are we going to be good stewards? So made a very, I think, savvy and also cost-justified business decision to run an 8-week program and not to have water along with chlorine and manpower sitting for 4 weeks.
NordSea is stretching its dollars as best it can to build and rehabilitate New Orleans swimming pools, as well as offer lessons. And plans to build more pools haven't been scrapped, despite the city's budget woes. But if the budget was cut significantly this year, where will the future money to pay for the pools come from? Vic Richard says if New Orleans wants its citizens to know how to swim, the city may need to follow other cities' models and expand a dedicated revenue stream to pay for that, or charge fees to use the pools. For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.